Look at me! Here I am! Love me.
Enough is enough. Yeah, it's about knowing when enough is enough. Welcome to Guy in a Tie, episode number 160. Enough is enough. Sometimes you have to learn to become aware of those stress-creating habits in your life. You know, enough is enough. Learn when to back off and ease up. And that is the topic of today's Guy in a Tie Schools in Session later on in the podcast. But I am so happy you're here because you know what? I just need to grow up. This is Grow Up by Mayday Parade. I got a great podcast today. I'm so glad to be back podcasting. I hope you guys dig it. This is When I Grow Up by Mayday Parade. The Pussycat Dolls. Boys call you sexy. What's up, sexy? And you don't care what they say. See, every time you turn around, they're screaming your name. Now I've got a confession. When I was young, I wanted attention. And I promised myself that I'd do anything. Anything at all for them to notice me. But I ain't complaining.
Welcome to Guy in a Tie. Bienvenidos con mi chico con la corbata.
Guy in a Tie. Free and independent music.
Yeah, we need some tuna shrills.
Presets, presets, use the presets.
Oh, come on, dude. Your whole life is preset. Try something new.
guy in a tie, free and independent.
The future will not be televised.
Okay, let's all be good little automaton droids and believe everything we hear on TV.
The future will not be broadcast.
You're always squawking about something. You got more static on the radio.
The future is in your earbuds.
Do you hear that? It's the winds of change. So you heard Mayday Parade from Florida. It's now time to give it up for Everybody Dance. This is Morningside Drive from Dallas, Texas. I love this band. That was Everybody Dance by Morningside Drive. Morningside Drive, they broke up. They're no longer together. I really dig that track. I played that in 2006, one of the first Guy in a Tie. And I just want to go back to some of my old stuff that to see if I still like it. And I do like that band. They have a MySpace, and you can go and check it out. You can still buy that track if you want. Help out and support the band. I don't know where they are now. But before that was Mayday Parade. I love Mayday Parade. Any of you Guy in a Tie listeners, you know that. I play their stuff probably too much, but they're from Florida, and they used to be on Fearless Records, and I have permission to play all their old stuff from Fearless Records, but they got picked up by Atlantic Records. They're big time now, and they are in the studio cranking out a new CD, which I can't wait for. So I'm really happy for them, and I'm really happy to get some new music, but I'm kind of sad that I don't have permission from Atlantic Records, so I can't play their stuff, but that's okay. That was Mayday Parade doing a remake of the Pussycat Dolls' When I Grow Up. And I actually like that better than the Pussycat Dolls. Man, I just don't like Pussycat Dolls. All right, so I got new garage band, the new garage band iLife 2009, and it's just difficult for me. I'm used to the old garage band and the one before that. I don't actually know what version we're on. But they changed it quite a bit. I just got to get used to it. I can't figure out how to get rid of the stupid metronome. Just a couple things. And it's black. The whole page is black. I'm used to the white and trying to figure all this out. So bear with me and Guy in a Tie. And it's now time for the Clicker Challenge. Number one.
Whoa, nice headers. You've got a high-rise double pump carburetor. That's pretty impressive, Sam.
Double pump?
It squirts the fuel in so you can go faster.
Oh. I like to go faster.
Number two.
Ring, ring. Who is it? Destiny? I've been expecting your call.
Number three.
What you seek is not written on the floor.
Number four.
Oh, so fetch. What is fetch?
Oh, it's like slang from England.
Number five.
The point is, y'all can just chill today. We'll start on this crapola tomorrow.
So that was the Clicker Challenge, and at the end of today's Guy in a Tie podcast, I'll play it again, and then I'll give you the answer. So take notes and just hang with me till the end of today's Guy in a Tie podcast. All right, later on today, we have Schools in Session, where we get to talk about the law of diminishing returns, where sometimes you like something, and then you keep liking something, and you do it so much that it actually kind of causes more stress in your life. And that's a topic later on in today's Guy in a Tie Schools in Session in the podcast. But first up, we're there for tomorrow. This is the band called There for Tomorrow with a track called Pages. It's time to rock it out. Hope you dig it.
Just you, hey.
be aware of the law of diminishing returns. The law of diminishing returns says that while there are many great things in life, some of them have less and less value the more you do them. At some point, in fact, the value or benefit disappears and the activity begins to work against you. Some obvious examples. It can be fun to stay up really late, but without some sleep, you become so tired that you ruin the experience. A chocolate sundae may be delicious, but eating three of them might make you sick. Having friends is one of the greatest gifts of life, but if you had 100 good friends, you wouldn't be able to keep track of them. It's great to use the internet, but what would happen if your life if you did nothing else? One of my personal favorite examples is drinking coffee. I love to have a cup, maybe even two, but if I drink much more than that, I begin to feel agitated and hyper. Taken to an extreme, I'd become a nervous wreck. You can extend the same idea to the mental aspects of life. It's probably important, for example, that you're able to identify flaws and weaknesses. Yet, if you do this too much, that's all you'll see. You'll end up disappointed, unhappy, and stressed out. But as soon as you're able to identify a behavior as being subject of the law of diminishing returns, you can eliminate this problem because you'll know better when to back off. I was talking to a teen about this very issue regarding his parents. Specifically, he said, "I've learned that negotiating with my parents is a good thing to do. However, at some point, if I push too hard, it's predictable that they will begin to feel badgered. They will then shut down and all my efforts begin to work against me." He was learning the delicate art of knowing when to back off. Without this skill, life with parents and everyone else becomes adversarial. I try to use the same logic when teaching my students. Obviously, I have to teach them certain things, but I also try to recognize that when my good intentions become yet another lecture, or when a friend asks for advice, I try to know when enough is enough. It's all about finding that line, knowing when to pursue something and when it's time to relax about it or try something new. It's also about knowing when something isn't working well and perhaps when it's time to try a new approach. This understanding has been immensely helpful in my life and in the lives of many others. I hope you'll give it some careful consideration because it can assist you in preventing many of the most stress-creating habits in life. Hey, teacher! Doing the guy in the tie thing. So here I am as guy in a tie. I try to speak the truth in those schools and sessions, and I'm going to play you the truth. This is Reliant K with The Truth.
Can't ignore, but I'll just have to explain. Sometimes the hardest thing to believe is the truth.
That was Reliant K with a track called The Truth, and they were on the Warped Tour last year, and they were just picked up again on the Warped Tour this year, 2009, so that is really good. Oh. And the Warped Tour comes to Battle Creek, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Detroit, not to Ann Arbor, and the big Warped Tour is in Chicago, so if you ever go there, check it out, the Warped Tour, and you can see Reliant K. All right, it's now time for the Clicker Challenge. I'll play it once, and then I'll play it again with the answers. So check your notes, and as always, no betting or gambling. Just have fun with the Clicker Challenge. Here it is. Number one.
Whoa, nice headers. You've got a high-rise double pump carburetor. That's pretty impressive, Sam.
Double pump?
It squirts the fuel in so you can go faster.
Oh. I like to go faster.
Number two.
Ring, ring. Who is it? Destiny? I've been expecting your call.
Number three.
What you seek is not written on the floor.
Number four.
Oh, it's so fetch. What is fetch?
Oh, it's like slang from England.
Number five.
The point is, y'all can just chill today. We'll start on this crapola tomorrow.
All right, here are the answers for the Clicker Challenge. Transformers. I can't wait to see Transformers 2. Number one, Transformers.
Whoa, nice headers. You've got a high-rise double-pump carburetor. That's pretty impressive, Sam.
Double-pump?
It squirts the fuel in so you can go faster.
Oh. I like to go faster.
Number two, Bolt.
Ring, ring. Who is it? Destiny? I've been expecting your call.
Number three, Kung Fu Panda.
What you seek is not written on the floor.
Number four, Mean Girls.
So fetch. What is fetch?
Oh, it's like slang from England.
And number five, School of Rock.
The point is, y'all can just chill today. We'll start on this crapola tomorrow.
Okay, so that was a Clicker Challenge. Well, here's a new band that I really, really like. It's called Spy for Hire, and the track I'm going to play is As Good as New. I hope you guys like it. This is Spy for Hire.
In time to let this feel.
So hey, thanks for checking out today's Gynetai podcast. I really dig the music today. I hope you did too. And be aware of the law of diminishing returns. Because even if you love chocolate sundaes, eating three of them in a row might make you sick. There are many great things in life, but like so many sundaes and too many sundaes, you can have too much of good thing. At some point, a behavior can even work against you. Becoming aware of this law of diminishing returns can help you prevent many of the stress-creating habits in life, and you can learn when to back off and ease up, because enough is enough. So thanks a lot for checking out today's Gynetai podcast. Send me some love at gynetai@gmail.com or post a comment to gynetai.com. So this is Gynetai. Do your homework. See ya.